Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Tak Nino. He is a technical services veterinarian for Zoetis. Tak, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Joe, for having me.
Now, you're not a stranger to Poultry Health Today. You wrote a really good article for us a couple months back about respiratory disease and why it's particularly problematic in the winter, and talking about environment and how important that is. Let's fast forward to spring and summer. You get into some more changeable weather. What sort of changes should growers be looking at that point as far as managing the house and minimizing disease?
Well, to be honest, Joe, at least in North America, a lot of the same management practices will still apply even during the spring and summer months as similar to those of the winter months. The same concepts such as ventilation, keeping litter dry, those are all important management practices that should be practiced throughout the entire year.
So let's talk about what's going on in the industry then. First, let's look at biosecurity. I mean, 2 years ago when the avian flu outbreak came along, the industry really started to tighten up with biosecurity. You visit a lot of different farms. Are you finding this to be the case, or are we still seeing a lot of slippage in our biosecurity?
As far as biosecurity goes out in the field and what I see, it varies farm to farm, company to company. I personally work with both broilers and layers, so I see different sets of biosecurity there as well. So there's quite a bit of inconsistencies, and I understand that it could be very difficult to implement certain biosecurities, especially when working with larger producers. But I do think that doing the best companies can do in order to keep disease out, have a good, clear separation of what's dirty and what's clean is an important part of biosecurity, especially when we're trying to deal with diseases such as avian influenza and actually any particular disease for that matter.
Let's talk about the other trend in the industry right now, and that's reducing antibiotic use and in some case getting rid of antibiotics altogether. What, in your mind, might be the consequences of that as far as a disease spectrum is concerned?
Well, as far as biosecurity and antibiotic-free goes, I think most of us are aware that with antibiotic-free production, there needs to be better management practice. And better management practice also means better biosecurity. If something were to happen to these birds, just the inability of being able to treat that flock can be a huge detriment to a company. And with some of the smaller producers where they don't necessarily have an avenue for the treated flocks, it could be a pretty big animal welfare concern.
And is there a particular point in an antibiotic-free bird's life where they might be most susceptible to a disease?
I think in general, these birds can be susceptible at any point in their life. I think that's part of the reason why it's important biosecurity should be implemented from the very beginning, starting at the hatchery, all the way to when they leave the farm.
Tak, how important is downtime in between flocks as far as managing disease is concerned?
Well, having downtime is extremely important, especially in an antibiotic-free environment. And the reason for that is it takes quite a while in order to have these house ready to house chicks. This might include having the feed line cleaned and filled with feed for the next flock, water line management, getting the temperature of the house up to provide an optimal environment for the birds. So in order to have that all ready, it does take quite a bit of time, so that downtime is extremely crucial. So having downtime will help with disease control, because there are certain diseases that are endemic in the U.S., such as bronchitis, Newcastle disease, and certain other viral diseases that can be quite challenging. And having that downtime can certainly help reduce the incidence of these diseases or just from lingering within the house.
Is there a minimum number of days that antibiotic-free producers should be looking at?
I think that could vary company to company, but I do think that the longer downtime you can have for any production would be beneficial. I think most producers look for an ideal downtime of approximately 10 to 14 days. Now, this could differ, especially if in an antibiotic-free flock. They might require a little bit longer downtime because the inability to treat the flock.
What about litter management? Are there any new ideas as far as reducing the bacterial or viral threshold that might come from litter?
It's interesting, especially in antibiotic-free, necrotic enteritis is a big concern, and it can be problematic in a lot of these operations. And having litter amendment can certainly help keep the clostridial load minimum.
Like windrowing and things like that, and you know, subjecting the litter to high heat and so forth, does that help?
Yes, windrowing certainly can help. It can knock down disease. It can knock down certain virus particles and bacteria that could be in the litter. But I think one thing that we need to be conscious about is the litter that is present in a chicken house is its own sort of microenvironment, and that we need to be careful that we don't when we do windrow or when we implement certain litter amendment practices that we don't disturb this microenvironment of the litter in a negative manner.